Hi, JavaScript fans. This is Jeff Berthoft. I'm an HTML5 evangelist here at Microsoft, and today I want to talk to you a bit about pointer events. For those of you who don't know, pointer events is a new specification that allows us to write for different inputs all at the same time. So whether it be a mouse, or pen, or a touch screen, I write for pointer events and it works on all three. Let me give you some examples. First of all, a bit about pointer events. So pointer events, again, is a W3C specification. I have the spec right here. It's in development, so whenever I'm using pointer events today, which are available in IE10, I'm going to be using them prefixed with the letters MS, so I'll be using MS pointer events. And pointer events allows us to write for a single event type that's going to work across all of these input types. Now this might look a little familiar to you, because just like we have mouse up, mouse down, mouse over, mouse out, we also have pointers. MS pointer down, MS pointer move, MS pointer up, MS pointer over, and MS pointer out. And that's not where the similarities stop. Pointer events are actually based on the construct of mouse events. So here's a traditional click event object that I pulled up out of the browser here. And you can see all these values that we're familiar with, we're used to seeing, we're used to working with. What we've done with pointer events is we've used the exact same model that we have for mouse. That way, if you have code that's written for mouse events, it should be very easy to upgrade that to pointer events without having to change any of your code. So basically, if we have a mouse event object that has all of these different values inside of it, what we've done is we've added some new values to upgrade that to a pointer event object. And the new values have some rich information that allows you to do new things with different input touch, whether it be input types, whether it be touch, pen, or mouse. I've got a bit of a demo here to kind of show you the difference. This is a little drawing pad I have, and as you can see, I can use my mouse and it has some additional data there for me. If I'm using the pen on the screen, I'm able to get a different data, and then with touch, you can see I get my width and the height of my touch events, which I can then use to better paint on the screen. Now what I want to do today is I actually want to show you how easy it is to write with pointer events. Pull up code here. Now we're going to start with mouse movements. This is the events from inside of my object. And I have events that are for mouse up and mouse move. When I bring up the game here, you'll see this is a simple Pong game. I'm going to choose my pattern. And then if I'm moving my mouse on one side of the screen, I'm using one palette. If I move it on the other side of the screen, I use the other palette. Now, because I'm using a touch screen, I can actually touch the screen and it will interpret down to a mouse move. But what I can't do is I can't actually use two different fingers to play the game at the same time. Since it's interpreting it just as a mouse move, there's only one mouse on the screen at a time. So only one touch point is going to be able to affect my application here. Now what I want to do is I want to upgrade this app from being a mouse application to being a pointers application. So I'm going to change my mouse up to be MS pointer up. And my mouse move to be MS pointer move. I'm going to save my file and then go back to my page, refresh it, and let's see what happens. choose a block pattern. Now what I can do is actually use multi-touch for this application. I'm using two fingers at once, playing my right hand against my left hand, just from changing it to mouse to pointer events, since multiple pointer events can be interpreted at once. It turns it into a multi-touch application. Now what's even better is that not only can I use multi-touch, but I can use multi-input. And I'm using my finger on one side of the screen and my mouse on the other side of the screen. So this is really me playing right brain against left brain here. And usually no one's the winner when I try this. But as you can see, pointers inherently support not only multi-touch, but multiple pointer types on the screen at the same time. Using the same code that I had written for my mouse events, it just works with my pointer events. I have a few resources that I'll make sure that I put in the video notes as well, but there's a lot of information on there, out on the web about pointers. There's a lot of excitement going on as well. So look for more information from me about pointer events coming your way. Thanks. Have a good one.